Now we open up the pages of the Washington Post magazine, something we do just about every week for interesting stories about the way we live now. And today, courtesy of the Washington Post magazine, we're speaking with both President Barack Obama and former President Bill Clinton. Welcome to you both, President Clinton. So good to talk to you.
Well, I'm so deeply touched and happy to be here. And I just wanted to say that I always remember the last three words you said to me back in D.C. a few years ago. You said, "President Clinton, tell me more." And I will.
I guess. President Obama?
It is wonderful to be here today. And I'm a great admirer of your show.
Well, thank you very much. Well, actually, no, I didn't score the guest booking of the century. You probably figured this out now. I'm joined by two impersonators. Larry Graves takes on the persona of President Obama, and Bob Heck assumes the character of former President Clinton. And they were both featured in the Post magazine article this week called Political Foe. So having established that, Larry Graves, how did you get into this? I understand that you're a substitute teacher.
It's interesting because my students continually said, "Mr. President, Mr. President." They chased me around the playground once. So I sent my pictures to cast of thousands, and the rest is history.
You know, I can vouch for the fact that there is an uncanny resemblance. I mean, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk, your build, you know, your hair. If I didn't have my glasses on, I would, you know what I mean? It would be, I would actually be asking you for debt relief.
Well, you know, I won $2 this weekend on the golf summit. That's going directly to the deficit. So,
okay. Now, Bob, you're joining us from our member station in Salisbury, Maryland, so I can't see you. But I understand that you don't actually naturally look like President Clinton, but you sure do sound like him. How did this start?
Well, once I left the Federal Witness Protection Program and found my way, I decided to become an actor. And I decided to want to work down in Washington, and that coincided with Clinton's campaign in 92. And I discovered that doing Clinton was really Elvis with a hoarse voice. Because I did Elvis, you know what I'm saying, Michelle?
Yeah, I did.
Years and all the songs. And then all of a sudden I got like a cold and I realized, well, there's Bill. It's all the same kind of Delta thing, and I just want to tell you more.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm visiting with two impersonators, Bob Heck, who, as you heard, portrays President Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton. He also does Larry King and a number of other voices, and Larry Graves, who portrays President Barack Obama. You know, it's interesting that we're having this conversation because just this weekend, a Barack Obama impersonator was physically removed from the stage at the Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans. Did you hear that?
Did you hear about that, Larry?
Yes, I did. Apparently that it was determined that his jokes just went too far. Has that ever happened to you? Have you? And is there a line you will not cross?
Well, first of all, let me say that I totally respect the office of the presidency, and there are certain things that clients or participants at the party's events want me to do that I will not do.
You won't do anything what, sexual or anything?
Or
like that?
I just find it tasteless.
Larry?
Yes, sir.
Don't you remember when we were doing the campaign together in 08 and I played McCain, mm-hmm. and people would treat you the way they would like to have treated Obama, both positively and negatively?
Oh, is that true? Oh, you worked together. The
yes.
two of
oh,
you
yes.
worked together. You know, okay.
We've worked together many times.
Exactly. He played McCain also. He's a great McCain.
I had a woman come up to me. Do you remember this, Larry? We were doing a convention in mm-hmm. Washington, and this very strange woman came up to me, and I'm McCain. And she comes up to me and she goes, "You know, he's the Antichrist."
Oh, I think
and I said, "Oh, thank you. Thank you so much and have a great day."
You mean,
so
who's the Antichrist?
You never know.
She said that Obama is
Obama
the Antichrist?
Was.
Yes.
I distinctly remember this because she looked at me and started spouting off vile, and I walked away.
So people were projecting onto you.
Oh, yes.
That's
interesting. As the president said, positive or negative. And you kind of run with it or run away from it.
Bob, tell me about that. Tell me a little bit more about that.
When you do Clinton, okay, obviously there are certain subject matters that everybody knows about. So when I do Clinton, Michelle, invariably women especially expect flirtatiousness, which I do in a tasteful manner because Bill would. Because I've actually met the president. I actually did Clinton to Clinton. And when they introduced me, you know, a Marine, it's at the White House ceremonial room, and they go, "Mr. President, Robert Heck." And you feel like a fourth grade kid being introduced by a teacher. And he looked at me very bewildered, like, "Oh, my God, what have I gotten into here?" And I just walked up to him and I said, "Mr. President, never let it be said that this administration does not have a sense of humor. How am I doing? And he went, damn, that's good. And then Hillary laughed is what happened. And then the line stopped, and then I could feel the buzz behind me that the press knew this was unplanned, and that guy does look like Clinton. And then he put me together with Gore and said, this is the new administration. Go on and answer their questions. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Finally, before I let each of you go, what do you think it means that you have this job? I mean, what does it say about us as a country that there is actually a career doing this? Is this? I mean, I'm just trying to think, in some countries, what you're doing would be illegal.
That's
you know,
true.
You know,
that
I mean.
That is the beauty of our country,
yeah,
first of all.
But what mm-hmm. do you think it means that there's kind of an appetite for this? Larry, why don't you start, and then Bob, I'll give you the last word. Larry?
Well, first of all, I think it means that we need to smile more. We had the Gulf Summit. Hopefully, there were a lot of smiles on the 18th hole because it's going to be a tough week with the GOP and my administration, or I should say Obama's administration. So I think that laughter, it helps in the most tense of situations. So therefore, I think this is an admirable profession. I love it.
All right. Bob, what do you think it means?
People need to have a release to the upset of politics, the rancor that goes on, which I know, Michelle, you would agree is probably the worst you've ever seen it, where, you know, right and left cannot even sit down at the same table. So I think you can work out your frustrations and get a good laugh when you hear a political impersonator either make fun of the character or, as the character, make fun of others or situations.
Bob Heck is an actor and impersonator. President Clinton and Larry King are among the people that he can inhabit. He was kind enough to join us from member station Delmarva Public Radio in Salisbury, Maryland. Larry Graves is a political impersonator who impersonates President Barack Obama.
Thank you.
Barack, have a great day.
And Yusu, you have a great day also, Mr. President.
He joined us in our Washington, D.C. studio. If you'd like to read the piece in its entirety, and we hope you will, it's entitled Political Foe. It was written by Sally Datisman, and we'll link to it on our website. Just go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then on Tell Me More. Gentlemen, Mr. Presidents, Bo, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. And let me just say that I'm looking forward to that game with the president.
All right. And I'm looking forward to it, too.